Broadcasting live from an Airstream somewhere in Tornado Alley, bringing you the people, places, and stories from the Panhandle to the Red River. This is your Only in Oklahoma show.
And welcome to the show. Today we're headed to uncharted territory. Not necessarily, but we're headed to Pawhuska to the Constantine Theater to talk some specters and spectating. I'm Brett.
And I am Harley.
Can we talk about the white elephant in the room? The snow white elephant in the room? It literally, from last Tuesday to this Tuesday, is what, an 80 degree swing? Do the math. We were at negative, what is it? Negative 14 to 71 degrees. That seemed like...
It's a big swing in temperature.
How did we get there? Yeah. I just don't think... I think we were prepared for the snow. We've been there before.
Who's we?
As a state. It's not the first time we've been heaped in snow, but I think the cold caught a lot of people off guard, including their plumbing.
Dude, I don't think that we were prepared. So, last week was my birthday.
Oh, yeah.
And I was off all week. I'd taken off all week.
Sorry, man.
To go stay in a cabin in Eufaula.
Mm-hmm.
In a treehouse. I was stoked. And then we got 3 feet of snow. So what I did on my birthday...
Is you followed down in the front yard?
No, I literally, right out here at the corner, dug four people out of the snow.
Really?
With my handy-dandy shovel, because it's on a hill.
Yeah.
And the snow drifts just piled up in this little cul-de-sac area. And I spent the whole day digging people out of the snow.
I mean, I figure after the first or second person, you'd kind of get the idea. Just stay home.
Yeah, I don't know what they were doing, but they all needed help, and that's what I did.
Well, shovels, I work for, I'm not afraid to say it, Home Depot. I work for them, and shovels, faucet covers, anything weather preventative in terms of winter weather.
Disappeared in about 7 seconds.
Even if it just said shovel. It didn't even have to say snow shovel. We were gone, gone. I mean, and it was, and then after everything kind of started to settle down, then it was like plumbing question after plumbing question. It was the craziest week I've ever experienced in my life.
Unfortunately, I think there are at least a few people who are predicting that this is the new normal.
Oh, so maybe we'll get it next year?
That we are kind of moving into a solar minimum phase.
Oh.
And we should expect severe cold snaps at least once a year. Is a theory that's out there. We'll see, I guess, next year.
Does it have anything to... I mean, I used to do a really good Al Gore impression when he first started talking about global warming. Does that have anything to do with it, Harley? No, it was better back then. But I think... I don't know. There's a lot of the climate change. It's now officially called climate change. We don't call it global warming anymore. Do you think this does anything for the naysayers, or does it... What? Does it even... It's just part of it. It's just part of the life cycle of planet Earth.
I think a lot of our weather is solar dependent, and the sun goes through phases, and this one will be around for the next 10 to 15 years based on historicals.
I'm okay with it. As long as we're ready for it. I didn't lose power. I lost hot water, but only because of the water softener. The hoses froze. The brother-in-law came over, thawed them out, wrapped a towel around it, and that was pretty much it. So I feel fortunate in the sense that didn't lose power, didn't really lose any, kind of already had grocery shopping done. It was a wrap before it even hit, not in preparation, but it just so happened. Because I think, honestly, the weathermen got it right. And I thought a lot of people, they either prepare based on that or they go, you know what I mean? Or kind of naysayers to the meteorologist.
Yeah, I'm going to give the meteorologist the fact that they got it right. The timing was way off.
Yeah, it was a little off.
But yeah. I will definitely give them the overall circumstance was 100% on point.
But here's something I noticed, because I follow a couple of weather people on Facebook, and they would do live updates. There were people legitimately mad when the snow didn't hit. We're supposed to have 12 inches of snow right now. And then there were people like begging to go to California.
Yeah.
Tara was one of those that she was, I was worried she was going to just go off because she's like, well, it's not really snowing. I'm like, it's coming down. Relax. Well, they said it was supposed to. It's going to do it. So I think there were a lot of people that I like the white stuff. What I don't like is the white stuff when it freezes the power lines, or the clear stuff that freezes the power lines and the plumbing issues. But all in all,
I think we handled it well as a state.
I think we did.
So I'm Oklahoma proud.
Oklahoma proud, buddy. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to head to Pawhuska, and we're going to do that next.
So I am one of those people that knocks things out kind of early. I try to get everything done in advance.
Well, for what? Taxes?
I'm just going to say that I've already got my tax return.
Well, you know, I have to wait to do mine because it has to be done around due dates. And I'm not talking about filing dates. I'm talking about I'm waiting to file is the head's crowning. I'm like, can I get the birth certificate? They're like, why? Because I'm trying to file my taxes because I have kids every single year.
Oh my God.
So unlike you, I have to wait.
Well, if you're one of the people that has to wait and you still have tax documentation that needs to be gone through, I think our friends over at Holiday Tax Group may be able to assist with that, even during this very busy time of the year.
Absolutely. And if you're a military veteran, teacher, you do get 20% off. And cash in, if for no other reason, cash in on the free 30-minute consultation, because there are so many different things. I didn't realize how many things you can, you know what I mean? There's so many different things that you might be missing. I think we leave a lot of money on the table, probably, because we don't know.
Exactly. So give them a call for a free consultation. It's 405-730-3100.
Or you can catch them at holidaytaxgroup.com. That's holiday with two L's. So we've been up Pawhuska way, but really haven't talked about Pawhuska a whole lot.
Which is kind of, it's a mark against us. I'm going to go with that.
Well, okay, to be fair, we haven't talked about probably the most popular Pawhuskan, Reed Drummond, but we will.
We'll get there.
We'll get there. But go ahead. No.
But Pawhuska in general, I mean, it's steeped in history. You're talking, what, 86 of the 98 buildings in the downtown Pawhuska area are on the National Register of Historic Places.
But what my question is, 86 of 98, not bad. What are the 12 that aren't?
You would be the person that.
Well, I know. It's more of a rhetorical question. I'm not expecting you to drop some factoid, but there are 12 buildings that need to get there together.
Or there are 12 buildings that were built after 1980.
I know, but the whole town looks like it was built before 1880.
The very interesting thing about Pawhuska, at least from my standpoint, is that there's a real fusion almost of like Native American culture and Western culture kind of melding together.
Right. And so many small towns kind of, you can tell it used to be, you know, they tried to not necessarily erase, but tried to modernize too much and tried to add too much to, I don't know that, I think they kind of takes away from that facade.
I think it's a bigger problem than that. I think there are too many towns where the residents don't have the vision to see this building built in 1880 has so much character, and instead somebody goes, yeah, let's just bulldoze that and we'll put in whatever.
Right, whatever the next thing is that doesn't succeed.
Right.
You know, and we've been to a lot of towns, small towns, throughout Oklahoma that have this character quality that really spend the time and the effort. And after talking to a lot of the people on the Main Street Associations and Chamber of Commerce's, they really try to, I don't know what's the word I'm looking for. I mean, highlight that quality. And Pawhuska is definitely one of those that's doing that.
Right, and the place that we're talking about today is the Constantine Theater. It's one of the oldest buildings in town, one of the oldest working theaters in the state, and of course it is listed on the National Register of Historic Places.
How many here? And again, this is a rhetorical question. You probably don't have the answer, but I'm going to ask. I don't know of a lot of theaters that are listed on the National Register.
I don't actually have the National Register list.
Right.
So I don't know.
But I think it's probably not very many. Because again, I think this falls under one of those categories where a lot of times you see small towns turn a theater into a thrift store. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I've seen that happen, and I'm not going to name names, but I think it's cool because they had a bunch of VHS tapes, but that's not the point. I think when you can still utilize the space and still give it, it still breathes that life, that historic charm.
Right, and this place is a beautiful landmark on Main Street. It was originally a hotel, though.
Really?
It was built in 1895. It was later turned into a theater in 1914 by C.C. Constantine. He was a Greek immigrant who dreamed of turning it into, like, the finest opera house in the Southwest.
So not a demon hunter, like we've been trained to believe about Constantine.
Well, I mean,
everything I thought I knew about Constantine has just been shattered.
Did you know he was from Greece? I didn't.
I had no idea. I had no idea.
So, again, it was originally a hotel. The Hotel Pawhuska in the 1800s, he did a great job. He turned it into a premier opera house, kind of remodeling it into the Greek Revival style. Mm-hmm. And it had a lot of success in the 1920s era. The theater hosted six opera stars from New York Metropolitan Opera. They had vaudeville acts, silent movies, boxing matches.
At a theater. I mean, it makes sense.
It does, for the time.
Yeah.
But one of the coolest things I saw was they had an onstage circus with a baby elephant and a dog and pony act.
You know, they literally had a dog and pony show. Kids, if you've ever heard the expression dog and pony show, they actually had a dog and pony show at the Pawhuska's Constantine Theater.
So after that, It was a theater for a long time until the 70s. It was just basically a movie theater.
Right.
And then it kind of fell into disrepair.
Mm-hmm.
In the 80s, they had a big remodel. It was done by a group of Pawhuskan citizens led by an Eileen Monger. They restored the theater to its former glory and got it listed, like I said, on the National Register of Historic Places and the National League of Historic Theaters, basically after 100 years after it was built.
So, Mike, we've talked about this before, and I'm not asking a question you don't have the answer for. I think the best thing you can do for a place like this is register it with the National Historic Registry, because we've done some research in the past. They can't tear it down.
Right.
They can't change the name. There are so many things you can't do once it's become. And I think there's another town not far from here, UConn, that's fighting to keep their co-op silos from being torn down because it's not. How do you not list that? Not to sidetrack, but how do you not list something like that on the National Historic Register to keep that stuff from happening?
Yeah, I definitely think it's a travesty when you lose a part of your community's identity.
It's literally called UConn's best. I think the best thing they could do. Another thing we've talked about before. And I get excited about this stuff because I like what they've made as the theater into still a multi-purpose venue that has maintained its identity, not just from the storefront, but to backstage. They still use it for performing arts.
Absolutely. And they do plays, classic films, Branson style music shows, musicals, that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. The theater has a seating capacity of almost 600, and it's open for community events by appointment. And there's some fine print on that that we'll get to towards the end of the show. But it, like I said before, it's located in downtown Pawhuska. It's 110 West Main Street.
I will say this. You know, I talked about Ree Drummond in the beginning. If you're listening to this, you know who she is. If you have Food Network, if you live in Oklahoma, You've probably, there's a chance one in three have waited in line to get into the mercantile restaurant. What Ree Drummond has done for Pawhuska is amazing. She owns three restaurants, a pizza place across the street from the mercantile, the bakery. It's a huge draw. Go ahead.
Okay, just a little side bit of information.
Yeah.
Before Constantine bought the hotel,
yeah,
he owned the bakery next door to the hotel.
Really?
Yes. I thought that was an interesting little bit of...
Well, there's a chance that Ree Drummond owns a few of the buildings that are on the historic registry for sure. Side note about her. I've had people go up there and not like some of their food, but they brought it back to me and I'm like, this tastes just like my grandma made. This is perfect. Bring me back a chicken fried steak. I'm telling you, it's out of this world delicious. Pawhuska is a hidden treasure, and people are going up there in droves right now.
And some people have never left. Can we talk about the can we talk about the spooky side of Constantine Theater?
I think it goes without saying that a theater that's hosted so many different events. So many for what? Well over 100?
Well over 100 years, yeah.
Well over 100 years that they're bound to have a few that never checked out.
Right. So before it was a theater,
yeah.
Like I said before, it was the Pawhuska House Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
At least two people died there.
Yeah.
In 1895, a man died of pneumonia. And then a decade later, a woman died of typhoid fever.
I mean, that's a pretty good stretch. Nobody died from any... viral infection in 10 years. That's pretty good, right?
I think we have to cut that part out.
Why? Oh, yeah, that's true.
So, as far as hauntings go...
Mm-hmm. What, wait, though?
Yes.
Was the lady... Was her name Typhoid Mary?
No.
No, okay.
It was Typhoid Sherry.
Typhoid Sherry.
The hauntings, though, they go back to 1905. The local newspaper documented a ghost sighting on stage during a performance.
When was statehood? 1901? I believe so. I'm sorry. I'm just asking. I think statehood was 1901. 1907, okay. Oh, wow. 2 years before statehood. Jeez.
So there are a lot of ghosts
mm-hmm.
attributed to the Constantine Theater.
As there should be.
So... I guess the most well-known is the Constantine Ghost, which some people say is a former 1900s actor named Enrico Caruso.
Why can't it be C.C. Constantine? I was kind of hoping the Constantine Ghost would be the ghost of Constantine.
You would think.
I mean, it's the house that he built. When you're going, if you're going on the atypical haunting, you always see the ghost of the person that proprietor, blah, blah, blah.
Right. And one of the ghosts is reported to be Sappho Constantine Brown, the daughter of the theater owner. Okay. But I don't know that I saw anything that would lead me to believe that Constantine himself was one of the specters roaming around.
What are the rules to becoming a ghost? I think rule number one, you gotta die, right?
Well, I would hope so.
How does Pops not get in? I don't understand how Mr. Constantine Sr. isn't in there somewhere. But anyway, I digress.
So there was another ghost that it spotted. It's a woman dressed with a button-down dress,
mm-hmm.
and her apparition is spotted most often inside the balcony.
Mm-hmm.
So again, the sightings are all well and good.
Right.
People see this, people see that. The stuff that starts to scare me, that gets the hackles up on my neck, is the sounds.
Yeah, if I was going to say more than anything, I'm blind as a bat anyway. Tara will try to hold up a text from across the room and go, "You should see, this is hilarious, can you see it?" I'm like, it's this big, it doesn't matter how close I am. So with nearsighted astigmatism, I'm probably not going to see a ghost. But here, I've got sensitive hearing.
During the renovation, workmen claimed that they heard phantom footsteps, and they also saw an apparition of the girl in question, the button-down dress girl,
mm-hmm.
which may or may not have been Sappho Brown.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah.
But Witnesses have also reported hearing a barroom brawl.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. I want to hear recordings. That'd be cool. I can't imagine, though, hearing a barroom brawl. That'd be a little much. I'd be looking for the sound. I'd be trying to eliminate any and all possibilities.
Yeah, but when you talk about a barroom brawl, that's a lot of noise.
That's a lot of noise.
And it's very specific.
Yeah.
I would assume there's not a whole lot of confusion as to what you're hearing.
Yeah, I have no idea. But, I mean, there have been plenty of reports.
There have.
With not just every day. I mean, we're talking people that are, you know.
Pillars of the community.
Pillars of the community.
So the Constantine Arts Council Trust Authority, Vanessa Riles, she is quoted as saying, "You can just feel it. You can feel it in this place." Recalls hearing a sigh heard over a microphone, but the microphone was turned off.
Weird.
And Serena Jeffers was with her, and she said that she heard it, like an exhale, but louder. She turned off the microphone and heard it again by her side.
Nope.
And she was like, "That wasn't me."
Nope. Sounds scare me more than things that I see, because I can dispel things that I see.
Yeah, all the scary stuff as far as the Constantine Theater goes, the really scary stuff to me are the sounds. There was another person, the president of the Constantine Arts Council Trust Authority, Garrett Hartness. He heard sounds of locked doors being opened and echoing through the theater when it was empty. He heard that like three different times, the same sound, like the heebie-jeebies. Dude, I'm telling you, I know a door is locked and I hear it open.
And especially if I know without a doubt I'm the only one in there.
Absolutely. But the worst one for me, and I think it is for you as well.
I don't.
More than one person has reported hearing the sounds of a child's voice.
Kids are scary. I'm sorry.
Kids are scary.
They are. Tara had a dream. She woke me up and she said, "I had a terrible dream." I said, "What was it?" She's okay. So to set the stage, she's been watching MasterChef. So now pregnant plus food plus being home with a kid is creating nightmares. Anyway, long story short, she said, "I had to crack these crabs open. And they looked like crabs at first, and then they looked like Carson, and I had to cut their tongues out." I'm like, "What are you? I've never had a dream like that."
Oh, that's horrible.
Like, yeah. And I was crying, and then I was like, "Where was I?" She goes, "You weren't there." I'm like, "You bet I'm not there. I'm not." No. So, yeah, like, kids are frightening. And then when they enter your nightmares?
Yeah.
No thanks.
So, as far as evidence, though, you're talking about hearing or recordings, having recorded evidence. There have been at least four different paranormal investigators conclude that this theater is haunted. The Nuwata Bartlesville paranormal investigators say they caught unexplainable shadows and sounds at the Constantine.
That's enough for me.
Yeah.
But are you kind of, is there part of you, you know what scares you, but is there part of you that's curious? You want to hear it for yourself?
Oh, I'd definitely go.
Yeah, I would go for sure. But if it happened, would it be the first or second sound that you'd go, "Okay, I'm out of here"?
Okay, if I'm there with a group of paranormal investigators, I'm good.
Right. Why do you feel like they're blessed?
I don't know. Just in general. Like, if it was me and you, I would probably be all right. But if it was me by myself, I left my phone in there and I had to go in by myself. Dude, I would lose it.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, man. Especially if you heard a child's voice.
You hear a child's voice and then the door slams that's locked.
Yeah.
Like, I'm out.
Yeah. Didn't you hear a kid's voice one day when we were here? You did.
Yeah, we still haven't explained that because there's no way that there has been anybody pass away in the house that we live in.
Do you know that?
I'm 99.999% positive.
Yeah, a kid's voice and that bicycle bell ring. That was enough for me.
Yeah.
I don't like to be here by myself.
So I guess the moral of the story is the show must go on.
Even from beyond the grave. I hate this. So cliche. You can't avoid it. You cannot avoid the tropes.
So let's talk about fine print.
Sure.
COVID-19 kicked the Constantine in the jimmy.
Oh, yeah.
they locked down all of their viewings, and that most of their activities were closed down.
Yeah.
But they're currently not offering tours.
Mm.
But they do, it looks like they do have events planned coming up shortly. So if you are interested in going to an historic theater, or if you're interested in getting your socks scared off of you, I would say, you know, keep an eye out on their schedule and be ready to go when they're back in business.
I have noticed, not just here, but there are a lot of places that are scheduling things, I mean,
Further out.
We're going to be talking about some things we didn't get to talk about last year, this year.
We definitely are going to be able to talk about some new adventures this year. So I'm super excited about the year in general. But as far as the Constantine Theater goes,
right,
if you're interested, want to keep up, their website is ConstantineCenter.com. So definitely bookmark that. Keep an eye on upcoming events. But the roads are clear now. There's some stuff to be done.
Yes, there might be a little snow left in the shady parts, but pretty much it feels like springtime.
It does feel like springtime.
I don't know how I feel about it yet. I'm still warming up to the warm up. I like cold, man. I was in shorts. I'm not going to say I stood outside for an hour in 14 below in shorts, but
yeah, you did. We all saw your photo shoot on Facebook.
I mean, but I'll go out there for a good 10 or 15 minutes and just I don't like the warm weather. I'm not a big fan. But I'll tell you what I am a big fan of. Oklahoma. And we got tons of Oklahoma coming. I promise this year is going to be a banger, as the young one said. I think they say it's going to be a banger. Is that right? I don't know. But it has been the Only in OK Show. I'm Brett.
And I'm Harley. And we're out of here.
Peace. We're going to Pahuska, baby. Coming up next, more with the boys.
Why won't you talk to me?
You never talk to me. You like that song?
Check. Check.
Check. Check.
Jackass.
Hang on a second. Now I have,
We all live in a yellow submarine.
I don't know why.
So,
7 years of editing, or however long we've been doing it, has it turned you into an audiophile?
Yeah, I catch all sorts of weird sound stuff. There was, I was on a conference call at work, not a conference call, a training session, and this is highly produced. This event normally happens in Vegas or someplace like that.
Right, of course it's
where
Zoom.
Where we're talking about new products. It's all on Zoom. Dude, I don't know who they got to mix their audio, but that guy needs to be beat with a ball peen hammer.
Is it audibly bad to somebody? You have to have a trained ear to notice the terrible nuance.
Dude, I don't know how anybody didn't catch it. The people are talking like this right here. They sound like this. But the whole time in the background is like, bum, 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 bum.
But here's the thing. If you're going to do that, if we're going to go, I think this year you abandon the production value. You just go straight delivery. I just think you lose it doesn't transfer well with having the bom, bom, bom production.
Like, I'm sorry, but the music bed stuff.
Yeah.
Like, there's a little bit of an art to that. But at the same point in time, it's a music bed, not a vocal bed.
Right, right, right.
Like, I wasn't there for the music. I was there to hear the words. If you have a problem hearing the words when you're editing the audio, then maybe you have the music track too loud.
Yeah, probably.
Anyway.
Okay.
Are you guys ever getting married? You're kicking out puppies left and right.
Well, geez, I seem to... Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, she's pregnant every 6 months, like
you realize that you can like get married even if she's pregnant.
Dude, she's due in August. No, I can't right now. We're not doing a little speedy getting married in the parking lot.
What are you planning on doing here? You're going to wait till your kids are graduated high school and have them like perform the ceremony or something?
No, I just think that you can't rush. You can't rush a thing of beauty. 3, 2, 1. And welcome to the show. You know, if you followed us long enough, you know that we've done some paranormal investigation in our day. And today's show was not going to be any different. We got a history lesson. And we also got something. It takes me the second or third try to get it. Harley, 3, 2, 1.